Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Once More from the Top, a novel by Emily Layden, performed by Sophie Amos. For Kristen. Fame is a bee. It has a song. It has a sting. Ah, too, it has a wing. Emily Dickinson. 2022. Lake Tahawus is shaped like a long, jagged scratch. When I see her on a map, I think of a bear claw slashing at a tent, tearing a curved tatter in the canvas. 35 miles point to point, and 400 feet at her deepest. The lake was born millions of years ago, when the glaciers crept from north to south over the land, carving great gashes in the earth. In time, the angry, uneven slice that cuts a crooked Y-axis through upstate New York filled with water and sediment and algae and fish and, eventually, the endless debris of human life. Private camps built by the railroad tycoons in the Gilded Age, KOAs and hiking trails, bait shops and gas stations, marinas and members-only clubs. In Thompson Landing, where I grew up, we think of Tahawus as ours. We learned to swim in her shallows and work summer jobs as lifeguards and camp counselors and fishing guides. We keep her secrets, the trails to the best jumping rocks, which islands have the sandiest beaches, where the loons nest on the western shores, like our own. She does not always repay the favor. This is how it was with Kelsey Kopostanky's body. It was Canadian tourists who found her on a portaging trip across the islands. The article in the Post-Ledger doesn't say which of Kelsey's remains they discovered on the beach that afternoon, only that they were partial. But I learned from a quick Google that when a body decays underwater, the first pieces to break off are, typically, the extremities. And so it was most likely the delicate bones of a finger or a metatarsal that washed ashore. Although the details of the initial discovery are slim, the newspaper is meticulous in chronicling how the rest of Kelsey was found later. The father and son duo called in from Seattle. The special sonar technology they used to trawl deep basins of water. There's even a diagram of a tiny action figure person on a pixelated lake floor, arms spread wide like a crucifixion. Because of something called an instinctive drowning response, a corpse usually descends chest up, the father is quoted as saying, hits the bottom feet first, then falls backward, coming to rest in a winged position. That's the image we look for on the sonar, he said, and held his arms out to a T. The writer explains how deep a lake must be to hold a body down, and how because the water in Tahawus is very cold and slightly alkaline, the remains were, in general, remarkably well-preserved for their age. The victim went missing 15 years ago, and the case of her disappearance had long gone cold. Kelsey Kopostanky was a 17-year-old junior at George Thompson High School when she vanished, and a classmate. The article literally says this, and I don't blame the writer, not really, because including my name will invariably boost this floundering local paper's SEO performance, even if it makes it sound like this is my story, and not the story of my dead best friend. And a classmate, he writes, of diamond-selling and Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Dylan Reed. 2022. It's Sloan who sends me the article about Kelsey Kopostanky's body. Every day, her two
sample complete. Ready to continue?